We're good to go, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're back on the air. I want to thank my team again, Alex Cooper, executive producer, Chris Gerald, producer. You know, we have not put a video up in the last year and a half that Chris Gerald has not had his fingers on. So if you like the show, you can thank Alex Cooper. If you hate the show, you can hate Chris Gerald.
It's worse for me.
Our next guest is Ann Vickers of Charles River CFO. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Please tell us about Charles River CFO.
Sure, absolutely. Charles River CFO is a professional services firm. Primarily, we provide outsourced financial management services to our clients. Most of our clients are emerging technology companies, biotech, high tech, green tech, and we allow these companies to outsource their entire accounting and finance and back office to us.
And I assume as part of your pitch, you tell your clients this is cost effective.
It is cost effective because it enables them to obtain the financial acumen at the CFO level and really all levels that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to afford.
And how many people do you have on staff?
We have 35, soon to be 42 in the next couple of months. We're at 35 and headed towards 42 in the next couple of months.
And I assume not everybody is a CFO. You have a lot of backroom support that helps with the work.
So we do lead with the CFO services, but what makes us different from our competitors out there is that we have a team that supports the CFO and the entire back office for that matter. For example, we have controllers, accountants, bookkeepers, we have tax experts, we have HR. So literally we are equipped to handle the entire back office function for the emerging technology company. And we also, for those companies, because we have other clients other than the emerging technology companies, we have larger companies. We've done business with Boston Scientific, Genzyme, other publicly traded companies. So for those types of companies, we're providing like augmentation, staff augmentation, where we go in and do project work. And of course, they're not going to outsource their entire accounting and finance function to us. But
so how are you different? Let's say maybe this is a good way to go about it for me so I don't have to ask specific questions. Different from a traditional accounting firm. So what don't you do than a traditional accounting firm would do?
Oh, very good question.
Well, again, I could have asked like audit, you know, and gone through the whole list of things that they do. It's much easier for me to just throw it back at you.
Yes. So we don't do audits. We don't provide any attestation services. So what we do provide is compilation, and we actually do the work. We don't audit the work. So as you know, you have to be...
You would hire and you would work with the auditors.
We would work with the auditors, and we do. Oftentimes, the auditors and the audit firms, like the Big Four firms and the other regional firms, those are the ones that sometimes bring us into clients.
Right. You know, most accounting firms work on a partnership model. Where you work your way up, you become a partner, you're a rainmaker, you handle a certain size book of business. How is your firm structured?
So we're not a partnership, and we're structured as a corporation. So we have owners. It's a woman-owned firm. Charles River CFO is a woman-owned firm, and there are two owners, me and what I call my business partner, Connie Wright.
And she sent you in today, correct?
She did.
So what's your background?
So my background is I'm a CPA. I grew up in Big Four public accounting with the largest public accounting firm in the world.
Arthur Anderson?
Deloitte.
Oops, sorry. See, I guess I'm not up on my stuff.
You are up on your stuff. Deloitte, and I also worked for Ernst & Young in there. During their merger. And so I spent 10 years doing that. And after I left public accounting, I went to work as the CFO for one of our client companies.
Right.
And then since then, I've been on, you know, what I call the other side of the desk, actually doing the work, not auditing the work.
Well, that's a pretty tip. The beginning part is pretty typical from what I know of public accounting of the big national firms, that you sort of work your way up and eventually a client hires you away to be CFO. Why do you think this is a better model than that model?
Well,
I hope you didn't mind that question.
Our services are very different than their services. Their services are required. It's somewhat of a necessary evil, right? If a company is required to have an audit, they really don't have to, they basically answer the phone and get the work. And our work is very different. Our clients aren't required to have us. They want to have us. And oftentimes we're going into situations, sometimes at the very beginning when they're starting, we might help them form the company. And so we get in at the very beginning. And when you get in at the very beginning, you can do it right the first time. But I would say the majority of cases, our clients call us when they are messed up, when they have a problem. So
most people don't make change unless there's a problem.
Yeah, so they have the
most
pain
people,
point.
Most companies, that's when they start to make change.
Right.
Negative is a positive opportunity for change.
It is.
So how did you and Connie meet?
So Connie was a competitor. She was working for one of our largest competitors, and she ended up leaving there. And so I met her at the request of one CFO that is highly recognized in this industry, and he kind of put us together and said, I think that you two would work well in business together.
And you had already had the business and it was established?
Yes. The business is 15 years old, actually.
Right.
When Connie came on board, we actually rebranded to Charles River CFO. It's a name change and it's a rebrand. And so that was 4 years ago.
So when some people type in Charles River, I assume they come up with Charles River Apparel first and then you right after them.
That I don't even know.
They're a fairly successful local company as well, but Charles River is somewhat of a common name.
So. Yes, we're located on the Charles River in our office in Newton, Lower Falls. So,
you're in a nice area.
We chose that name. Yeah.
One office?
We have multiple offices, but in this area, Newton, Lower Falls, and Boston, we have a small office in Boston.
So let's say I don't see you for 5 years. I'm a big fan of business plans and goals for entrepreneurs, and I meet you, and we meet up in 5 years. What will you have done with the business? Where is it going?
So we are extremely focused on the quality of our service, and we really expect, high quality service from all of our employees. And we want growth, but we want controlled growth, because what's most important to us are our employees and that they remain with us, because the services we provide are long term. And so I would want you to know about our good reputation in the marketplace. And also in terms of growth of just clients and revenue, and that would
nice.
Be
a, sort of a, I would call sort of a soft thought leadership model. Hire the right people, do high quality work, and the business will come.
Right. We're not big on sales and that sort of thing. I mean, we're really big on service.
Right. Right. That's good to know. And, it's a good model for you to do. Anything, if I was an entrepreneur, anything you would say that you find is your competitive advantage in the marketplace?
I would say it's the team aspect that we bring to bear, and that we handle the entire back office.
Now, if somebody wants to find you or Connie or the whole group at Charles River, how would they do that?
Google us. Google Charles River CFO. Google Outsource CFO Services.
Great. Thank you for being on the show today. Maybe you'll come back, and now that we know each other, and tell us a story about a client that you helped and how you sort of helped them to sort of stabilize their financial department and were able to grow as a result of that.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
We like the cases. The cases are much better. I mean, this is a first meeting, so we just try to get to know your business.
Right.
But I think that's a great story for us to share with entrepreneurs so that they can understand that.
Right. It provides more color and texture.
Absolutely. And that's what they really listen for, especially when there's a particular issue that's dominant in the marketplace. But I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to your coming back again. And that's Ann Vickers from Charles River CFO. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break and remind everyone this is Radio Entrepreneurs.